decision, arguing it is ill-informed. If NASA has its way, tariffs will increase by just over 8% in the current financial year and 5.2% in the next one. But ESCOM says this decision is based on misreading of a 69 billion rand injection from government, which the utility says is incorrectly recorded as a revenue. Spokesperson Sikonathi Mantshantsha.
If ESCOM has its way, it would be refunded the 69 billion rand or 23 billion rand per year over the next 3 years through a higher tariff.
He says that they want the matter to be put to rest soon.
We hope, of course, it will be done. The court will proceed with this in a speedy manner. The judge has said this will be dealt in the normal court process.
Klipspruit residents in Soweto have barricaded roads with burning tires and rocks. Joburg Metro Police officers and police are on the scene trying to disperse the protesters. Several roads are not accessible to motorists for now, which include Moroka, Nansfield Road and Klipspruit Valley Road. Police spokesperson K. Makubela says that the demonstration is related to electricity problems.
Police have been deployed and the Metro Police in the vicinity. We haven't received any damage to property. No one has been arrested. They are alleging that they are suffering with electricity, so they need the authority to come and explain.
The University of Johannesburg Institute for Pan-African Thought and Conversation, in collaboration with the Friedrich Ebert Stiftung office in South Africa and the UJ Library, invites you to a public dialogue on South Africa's second year on the United Nations Security Council. This will take place on the 13th of February at 5 p.m. at the Chone Achebe Auditorium, 6th floor, UJ's Auckland Park, Kingsway Campus Library. For more information, visit uj.ac.za. And finally, the 13th case of coronavirus in the United States has been detected in California in a person under federal quarantine after returning from Wuhan, China, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said. The adult patient is among U.S. nationals evacuated from Wuhan, the epicenter of the disease, who were under moderate quarantine for 14 days at San Diego. Gold is trading at $1,570.93 an ounce. The dollar is at 14 rands 99 cents, 16 rands 42 cents to the euro, and 19.34 to the pound. A partly cloudy Tuesday in store for Gauteng today, with isolated thunder showers expected in the afternoon. A low of 12 degrees, peaking at around 24 degrees in Johannesburg. Your Twitter trends this morning: Anele, Kanye, Kelly Rowland, and This Year We Don't Force. Top story on the UHFM news desk: ESCOM says stage 1 rotational load shedding was suspended at 6 a.m. and will resume again at 9 a.m. For UHFM news, I am Michelle Mukale.
All right, make sure.